Good evening, everyone. You're currently tuned in to 99.9 KXRW Vancouver. This is Maggots in Your Speaker with me, your host, Primitive Dan.
And Trevor Perverser.
And tonight, folks, it's a cold winter night. It's December. We figured we needed to take you to one of the coldest places in the realms of music. The realm of course, black metal.
We've played a lot of black metal adjacent things on the show before, but this is going to be the first episode we've done that are like is proper black metal that I think most people are familiar with. And, you know, it's longer nights, colder nights. These songs are a lot longer than we normally play. And there's only 10 songs in total, I think, on this whole thing. And each song is about like 4 to 6 minutes long. It's pretty gnarly.
it's sort of the curse of playing black metal on the radio is it takes up a lot of time.
So large chunk of change.
We've tried to narrow it down to the essentials and so get as much out there as we can. But we are going to be playing some of the most frigid tunes known to man this evening. Starting it off is going to be the Swiss band. That's sort of the obligatory band to play for this. It is Messiah. And their song, Extreme Cold Weather. We'll be right back.
666 black marks has been achieved.
Ha ha ha! Thank you.
Welcome back. You are listening to KXRW 99.9. This is Maggots in Your Speaker with your host, Trevor Perverser.
And Primitive Dan.
So you just heard some very evil and cold music, five tracks of evil and cold music. And I'm going to read that back for you real quick. That last track you heard was Demon Seas Winter Bliss. Before that was Emperor with Cosmic Keys to My Creation in Time. Before that was Immortals, The Call of the Winter Moon. Before that was Dark Throne with The Pagan Winter. And before that was the band that kicked off the playlist, Messiah's Extreme Cold Weather.
Yeah, and I felt it was obligatory to start off this set with Messiah's Extreme Cold Weather. One, because I guess it's the oldest song that we're playing today. Mm-hmm. But also, just because the... beyond the title, the cover is sort of a notorious, ridiculous cover that you can go look up. But it's just like a National Geographic photo of a polar bear.
Yeah.
Like on a frozen tundra.
Yeah.
I actually saw Messiah quite a few years ago at the Way of Darkness Festival in Germany. And they go all out with like the cold weather shtick, where they had a an entire... stage show where they had like a snow machine that they were blasting snow onto the crowd. Mm-hmm. And it was in the middle of the summer, so it was quite welcome. But but it was just like all blue lights, and like, you know, it was very stuck to it. Though the sort of irony of the situation is that their previous album, Hymns to a Bromelain, is probably more influential in terms of like the sort of extreme black metal side of things than Extreme Cold Weather was. So people should probably listen to that record.
We'll listen to that one first.
Extreme Cold Weather has the whole album. The songwriting's fine, but the whole album just has weird choices that they made that you can figure out if you go listen to it. But other than that, you know, we were playing a lot of classic black metal on
there. Yeah, this is definitely, I don't want to say like entry level, but like if someone's like, I listen to black metal, and you say what bands, I'm assuming that they would name most of the bands we played. I guess except Demon Sea, because that does kind of feel like a deeper cut than normal. Like, I don't think they're as popular as you think they are.
I didn't hear about Demon Sea until I started going to bar shows.
Oh yeah.
So that's in the, you know, they're from Seattle, right?
From Seattle. I think the first time I heard of them was totally random, where I was a kid in New Jersey outside of a Target, and there was a random dude there with a Demon Sea hoodie, and I had no idea what it was because I was just getting into extreme metal. I'm like, what does that say? Like, what is that? And that's kind of how I found out about him.
That's hilarious.
If that didn't happen, I don't think I would have ever. Thanks to that guy.
But I don't know. Yeah, Demon Sea, I don't know. I mean, I guess I've known about him for a while just because being from the Seattle area.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's I wouldn't say I'm from the Seattle area. I'm from Vancouver, so yeah. Let's not get that twisted. But the region, I don't know if it's like overrepresented here or whatever. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah. No. Well, anyways, we're gonna cut to talk about our sponsors.
No.
Oh, wait, what is it?
We'll be right back. We're going to take a break and listen to some words from our KXRW partners.
Yeah. Cool.
Programming like this is made possible by support from High Five Cannabis, your local cannabis connection in Vancouver and Stevenson, Washington. High Five offers flower, concentrates, edibles, tinctures, topicals, and more. Whether you're new to cannabis or know what you need, their staff is available to assist. If you go to highfivecannabis.com, spelled H-I-G-H, the number 5, cannabis.com, you can learn about their specials like Munchy Monday, Senior Tuesdays, Waxy Wednesdays, and Loyalty Thursdays. Again, that's highfivecannabis.com. Oh, you
know it. KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims in Washington State seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Their diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. That's BUCKLEYLAW.net. At Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in the Uptown Village neighborhood. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
And we're back. Thank you to those KXRW's partners' words. We really appreciate them.
All right, so we're going to kick this next side off of the playlist with a band name that's eerily similar to the band that we ended the first half of, with the band Demonic from Norway with their song Spell of the Witch Demon.
And we're back here in the KXRW studios here on 99.9 KXRW Vancouver. This is Maggots in Your Speaker with me, your host, Primitive Dan.
And Trevor Perverser.
And folks, we've been listening to some truly frozen and cold black metal for the last few minutes here. And I'm going to go over those last tracks we just listened to. So that last song you heard there was Everlasting Winter Winds by Godless North, the only band that we've played so far from the North American continent on this playlist. Before that was Frost Maiden's Dance by Nightside. Before that was The Winter Kingdom by Behemoth. Preceding that, we had the start of the set, Spell of the Witch Demon by Demonic. Only four songs on that playlist, but you know,
it was still probably like 10 plus minutes or maybe longer.
Yeah, so that's how it goes with black metal, folks. You know, the songs are pretty long, so we don't get as many bands in, but that's okay because you know, they're still good.
Yeah, lesser known bands, like, I guess, except for Behemoth, which is like early Behemoth, so I still would categorize it as lesser known. But, yeah, there's some stuff in there that I'm not super familiar with either, except for Demonic, obviously. But that's also a band that I randomly found. You know, just another one of those bands of, like, I could have never heard that band, but somehow it got recommended to me years ago.
Nightside's they're a Finnish black metal band, mm-hmm. and then, Godless North is from Canada. But, yeah, both bands releasing stuff back in the 90s. I think Godless North was putting stuff out in the 90s, but Nightside definitely. But yeah, some a little more obscure black metal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know when we're going to do another play a lot of bands like this, but I guess this is their one time of playing like black metal bands, like zero bass. This is not a Paul Leddy friendly episode.
No, not at all.
This is stuff that, like, I could see that guy hating. So.
Yeah, Paul Leddy, friend of the show, but he would not be into this playlist.
Yeah.
At all, I don't think.
Yeah.
maybe he would like Messiah.
Yeah, or like Demon Sea, I guess. But like everything else is like very thin sounding.
So that's about, I think, what we got for tonight. So playing us out, it is going to be a long track. We'll see how far we get into it. But this is the only United States band that we're playing on this playlist. It is Winter Lights by I Shalt Become.
We'll be right back.
Sandpoint Removal Services offers residential, office, and construction junk removal throughout Clark County and beyond. For more info, please call 360-728-0093 or go online to onpoint-removal.com.
Big thank you to Georgie's Garage and Grill for supporting KXRW programming. They offer a full bar and signature meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner that is not the usual bar food. Their food will keep you coming back for more. Dine in or take out. They also offer a venue space for live music and community events. Georgie's Garage and Grill is located downtown Vancouver at 606 Broadway Street. More information can be found at georgiesgarageandgrill.com.
Support for KXRW comes from Blunt Insurance Group, an independent insurance agency based in Vancouver, Washington. They provide options for home, auto, business, and personal coverage, working with a range of providers. More information is available at BluntInsuranceGroup.com. Blunt Insurance Group, supporting our community and KXRW Community Radio.